Marley in Jacksonville, Florida, on Sirius XM 130 EWTN Satellite Radio. You're up next. Hi, Marley.
Hello.
Hey.
I have, it's a multi-part question, but I'll try to keep it concise.
Thank you.
I like her.
Is it possible for a human to be evil?
Yes.
How do we love these people if there is an existence of an evil person, since we're called to love our enemies? And does that apply to, say, Satan or people in hell?
Okay. Regarding is it possible for a person to be evil, the obvious answer is yes, because we're all sinners. That's not the same thing as saying people are 100% evil. Nobody is 100% evil. Everybody has good in them as well as evil. But people can and do evil things. In terms of what it means to love someone in that situation, it doesn't necessarily mean having affection for them or having warm, rosy feelings about them, but it does mean willing their good. And so one way of willing the good of an evil person is to pray for them. That's why Jesus said to pray even for your enemies. And that's one way we show love for them. We ask God to give them what they need, including the grace of repentance, so that they won't be evil anymore, or they won't, you know, at least won't be evil as much. And we can also potentially do other things for them. We can, in some situations, show them an act of kindness. That of itself also could potentially help them to repent. On the other hand, there may be situations where we need to take action against them. For example, during World War II, to use a classic and obvious example, Hitler was up to no good. He was doing a lot of evil things and using violence to end his ability to kill other people would have been morally legitimate. And so that's not one would still, even in the act of killing Hitler, one would want to, you know, will his good and ask God to give him the grace of repentance before he dies and take him to heaven with him. But that doesn't mean that you don't have to, or it's that you aren't permitted to take effective steps to end the destruction that this guy is causing. In terms of loving the devil and loving people in hell, well, there's a sense in which God does both, because he keeps them in existence, and existence is itself a good. So God, while he doesn't approve of things the devil does, and while he doesn't approve of the rejection that people in hell are showing him, he nevertheless respects those individuals and maintains them in existence and so forth. So there is a kind of love there, but in terms of what that means for human beings, it's not effective to pray for people in hell. You're not going to be able to get them out of hell. They're not going to repent, which is something we talked about earlier in this hour.
Yep.
And the same is true of the devil. He's not going to repent either. So I, just because of the nature of human psychology and how people can kind of get fascinated with dark subjects, I don't encourage people to spend a lot of time thinking about how can I show love for the devil or how can I show love for people who are in hell. I would suggest that that's a topic better left to God, and I'd focus my energies on how can I love people who are still here on earth and whose fate is not yet decided.
Make sense, Marley?
I think so.
All right, appreciate the call.
Thank you.